on the thrill side, man. I can't wait for the action tonight. We gonna be on them warlords like white all right.
Yeah, man, we really gonna waste those chumps bad tonight.
Hey, you with us tonight, JJ?
Well, I would like to join you gentlemen in this evening's activities, but unfortunately, you see, I have an emergency dental appointment. My baby tooth is starting to cut through my gums. She's right in there. Oh, the hands.
Hey, man, you trying to tell us you still got your baby teeth?
I can't help it if my body grew faster than my baby teeth.
Man, where are you going to find a dentist at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night?
I don't know, but that's what makes it an emergency.
JJ, Mad Dog handed down the word. Now, you've been a Satan's Knight for 3 months now. And you copped out every time we was getting ready to go down. You cop out tonight. Instead of going to the dentist, you'll be able to mail in your teeth.
Since you put it that way, I can put my baby tooth a little further back on my priority list.
Now you talking, man, because we need everybody we can get.
Right on. See, because when we get finished wiping out them warlords, Satan's Knights be the baddest gang in Chicago.
Oh, right on, man.
Right on.
We gotta get them for last time, too.
Yeah. They put a hurting on us last time. 15 Satan's Knights stretched out and 2 dead.
Yeah, 2 dead.
2 dead? Well, see, I'm a Sagittarius, and my horoscope says today is a bad day for bleeding.
Cool the jive, JJ. You better be there.
Yeah, you better be there.
We'll be here to pick you up at 8 o'clock. And Mad Dog is gonna be with us. And don't nobody say no to Mad Dog.
Dig on that for a while.
Hello, Miss Evans.
Hello, Mrs. Evans.
Hello there, Sylvester, Tara. Well, why are you all standing here in the hall? JJ, why don't you invite your friends in?
Oh, you see, Mrs. Evans, we were just leaving. We came by to invite JJ to a dance tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You boys have a nice time now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Evans. We will.
Goodbye, Mrs. Evans.
Goodbye, Mrs. Evans.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, goodbye.
Don't forget, JJ, 8 o'clock, and you better be ready, or your folks will need a program to know who you are.
Hey, Junior, what's wrong with you? I've seen accident victims look happier than you do.
Nothing to worry about.
He's probably trying to figure out which one of his girls he's gonna take to the dance tonight. His friends just invited him.
Yeah. You gonna take Henrietta, son?
No, Dad, I ain't taking no girl.
You going stag?
Yeah, I expect to be doing a lot of staggering.
Now, JJ, there isn't gonna be any drinking, is there?
No, Ma. Just a lot of punch.
That's nice. You go and get washed up for dinner.
Okay, Ma. Speaking of dinner, baby, what we got to eat tonight?
Lobster Newberg.
Huh?
Translation, cornbread and greens.
Yeah, but we usually have some meat on Saturday night.
Well, I took one look at what they had in the meat market and I passed.
What was wrong with it?
Well, it's okay if you like your meat a deep golden brown before it's cooked. And the vegetables ain't no better. The beets are bushed, the spinach is spent, and the Brussels don't sprout. But the prices sure do.
You know something, baby? The only thing keeping this country from going to the dogs? Price of dog food.
Everything is out of line. You know, I stopped in to get you a nice tie, and I had to go as high as $1.75.
Oh, now, Florida, what you give me a tie for, baby? I already got a tie.
That old stringy black tie you wear to funerals?
And none of them people they buried complained about it.
Ah, but this is not a funeral we're going to. It's not an ending, it's a beginning. Yeah. I still can't get over little Charlie McDaniel. all grown up and opening his own law office.
Yeah, doing it in style, too.
Giving a party for all the folks who knew him since he was a little bitty boy. That's why I wanted to get you a good-looking tie. How you like it?
Well, that's fine, baby. Is that silk?
For $1.75? That ain't even minimum wages to a silkworm.
Yeah, this is real nice, baby. Thank you. Hey, what you wearing to the thing?
Well, I tried on my old cocktail dress and had to take it in a little at the waist. I'm very happy to report I've gone down from a quart to a fifth. What you say?
Well, I say you still 100 proof and you still go to my head.
Hey, you ain't exactly Kool-Aid yourself.
Michael, stop cheating now.
I'm not cheating, Thelma.
What y'all two doing?
What's it look like we're doing?
Playing Monopoly.
See, Michael, and you said he wouldn't be able to figure it out. Thelma, you owe me for landing on Liberia. Michael, I told you to call it Park Place.
I made it African. Brothers don't own nothing on Park Place.
I feel weird saying I want to buy 2 hotels for Ghana. Something wrong, JJ? You haven't opened your mouth for almost 20 seconds. Something must be wrong. Now it's 25 seconds, and for you, that's a record.
Okay, I'll tell you. I got myself a heavy problem, and I need a lot of brain power to solve it.
Oh?
So, Thelma, why don't you leave the room so we can eliminate the dead wood?
Now he's back to normal. JJ, this is my room, and I'm staying. Anyway, how do you know I can't help?
'Cause you'll tell.
Me? I won't tell, I swear. Oh, JJ, you got my word. I promise I won't tell.
Okay. I'm a member of the Satan Knights.
Ooh, I'm a tell.
Hey, JJ, I thought you were too smart to get mixed up with something as dumb as games.
I didn't choose them, Michael. They chose me. One day in school, Nick Bone and Mad Dog cornered me and explained the benefits of the Satan Knights health and accident insurance plan. They said that if I didn't join, they had a plan to ensure that I had an accident to my health.
But you really haven't been running with them, though, have you?
No, I've mainly been running from them. But today, they're getting down with the warlords, and Mad Dog himself is coming personally to see that I participate. Boy, I wish I could declare amnesty before I went to war.
Why don't you just say no?
I tried that once and almost collected on my insurance policy.
Charlie's invitation sure is fancy. It don't even say bring your own bottle.
Baby, it smells like dinner is ready. I'm so hungry, I got hunger pains shooting all through my stomach.
All right, when your pains start coming 3 minutes apart, I'll rush you over to McDonald's.
I don't think I can make it to the Big Mac delivery room.
Okay, I'll put dinner out.
You know, I still can't get over Charlie, a lawyer. You know, that just goes to prove, even in this neighborhood, nothing can keep you from reaching the top unless you let it.
That's right, baby. All these kids going wrong, it sure gives you a kick when you see a young brother making something out of himself.
Well, you got a few good kicks coming if I know those 3 kids we got back there.
Yeah. Hey, we making such a big deal about Charlie being a lawyer, we almost forgot that Michael's a sure bet for the Supreme Court. I sure makes good babies.
The wonder is,
you did it all alone.
That little girl that you made all by yourself is pretty special, too.
Yeah, that's because she takes after her mama.
Oh.
You know, Thelma's got a lot of promise, baby. Mm-hmm. I bet she could be a lawyer, too, if she wanted to. Boy, just imagine that. The first brother and sister on the Supreme Court. Hot damn, what a family.
And don't forget, kid Dynamite. He's making a special place for himself with his paintings.
Yeah. I got to admit, though, I was worried about Junior there for a while. Seemed like he had oatmeal in his head.
Oh, Jesse.
But he got himself straightened out. Yes, sir. We got a some family. And them kids didn't have no easy road, baby. But they're traveling right now.
You're right.
That's because they had me to guide them. I did it all by myself, huh?
Hey, JJ, you can get killed going against the warlords.
Yeah, I'm willing to fight with my fists once in a while, but when it comes to guns, never. Tell you one thing I like about my body.
It ain't got no holes in it.
Well, too bad you can't say the same thing about your head.
You know, for once, you're right, little sister. Them warlords are mean.
There must be 300 warlords.
500.
How many Satanites are there?
100. And according to the latest JJ poll, 500 go into 100 as many times as they want to.
Daddy about it.
Now hold on there, girl.
You know, JJ, if Daddy finds out what's happening, man, he gonna kill you.
Problem number one.
And if Mama finds out you belong to a gang, oh, JJ, it'll break her heart.
Problem number two.
And if you don't go to the fight tonight, Mad Dog and all the Satan Knights gonna be out to kill you.
Problem number 3 through 10.
Children, dinner's ready.
And that's problem number 11. How to get Ma and Dad out of the house before Mad Dog and the gang get here.
Come on, children.
Oh, that looks good.
What were you all doing back there so long?
Just rapping.
Oh, that's nice. JJ, say the blessing.
Thank you, Lord, for the food we are about to receive.
And may he continue to receive it while he's at the receiving hospital.
What's that supposed to mean, Thelma?
Nothing, Dad. Nothing. She's just trying to provide a little entertainment. And speaking of entertainment, as everyone seems to be these days, what are you two lovely parents doing this PM?
It was a choice between turning on the TV and watching the fights, or opening the window and listening to them. TV won.
You mean you gonna watch TV on that old set? That picture's got so much snow on it, Red Fox comes out white. Why don't y'all go to the movie, see something on big wide screen, stereophonic sound and color?
June, you must be joking. $2.50 a ticket? I rate all the movies TD for too damn expensive. Pass the hot sauce.
Come on, Ma, Dad, live it up. You deserve a night out.
That's right.
There are a lot of good movies playing. Black Bill Jones, Blackula, Black Godfather, Six Black Men.
They all sound like violent pictures to me. I don't like violence.
But when they get off the screen, they're still able to walk out alive.
There's a comedy out with James Earl Jones and Diane Carroll called Claudine. James Earl Jones is a garbage man and she's on welfare.
Yeah.
Julia on welfare?
Well, this I got to see.
Honey, we haven't been to a movie in a long time. Wanna go?
Well,
I'll pop for the popcorn. Small size.
Yeah, why not, baby? Do us good to get out the house for a change.
It's just kind of nice of you kids to want to see us have a good time.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. You mentioned
it. And I'll wash the dishes. And I'll dry.
And I'll say the grace.
After the meal?
Yeah, suddenly I feel the need for a prayer.
That's them.
I'll get it.
Michael, maybe we shouldn't answer it.
We got to sooner or later. Think JJ's plan has a chance?
It better. Well, JJ don't have a chance.
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Michael, JJ's brother.
Okay. You tell your brother that we're here, dwarf.
Yeah, we're here, dwarf.
JJ, something is here to see you.
Fox.
She's my sister.
Hey, sweet thing, I'm Mad Dog. What's your name?
Thelma.
Thelma? Where you get a weird name like Thelma?
When I was born, my mama took one look at me and called me Thelma. Just like your mama took one look at you and called you Mad Dog.
Hey, Mad Dog. You want me to punch you out, man?
Hey, man, you better leave my sister alone, bone neck.
It's neck bone, brother. Hey, be cool, man. We got no time to go through changes with the fox. JJ, I'm waiting on you, man.
Man, I'm sick, man. Real sick.
Yeah, he's running a fever.
That's right. How high is it now, JJ?
I don't know, Thelma, but it says to be continued on the next thermometer.
Neck bone.
Yeah.
Go see what that thing says.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, man, I wouldn't get too close. It's catching.
Get out the way, bro.
He got chills and everything.
He's got to get back in bed. He can't go anywhere tonight.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go into emergency surgery as soon as they find the right color thread.
98.6. Same as his weight.
Ah.
You playing the nut roll.
Yeah, you playing the nut roll.
The only sickness you got is chicken fever. And if you don't get well real quick, me and this 22 gonna make it fatal.
All of a sudden, my temperature just went down 22 degrees. Right back to normal.
Get yourself together, blood. We got to move.
We moving? Moving right along.
This here crib is really sharp.
Yeah, it's really sharp.
Have to up JJ's dues a couple bucks a month.
I hear you.
Anybody live this good can afford
it. Hey, man, leave our stuff alone. Our mom and dad don't like nobody messing with our stuff.
Yo, daddy, you mean your old man still stays here with y'all?
Sure.
Well, my old man split right after I was born.
I don't blame him.
Come on, man, don't let me drive on this chick, man. I told you to save it. We got no time for preliminaries. We got a main event with the warlords, remember? Yeah.
Your brothers shouldn't be fighting other brothers anyway. Ain't you ever heard of Black Unity?
Black Unity? Yeah, ain't that a rock group play over on the South Side?
Rock group! That's all I want to do.
It means black people ain't going nowhere until we stop fighting and learn to work together.
My brother's right. Every time you fight, it not only hurts you, but don't you know it hurts our whole community?
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So why don't you just call this whole thing off?
What'd you say, brother?
I say I ain't your brother. That's what I say.
Besides, fighting helps to make a man out of you. Ain't that right, Mad Dog?
Well, when is it gonna start helping you?
You asking for trouble.
Chop suey! Let's do it, y'all! Come on!
JJ, have you lost a little bit of mind you had?
Out of my way, girl! I'm gonna break bones, kick some butts! Oh, you see, Nate? All right!
Y'all got together fast there, JJ.
I'm raring to go. Don't hold me back. What's the plan?
Simple. We just sneak in Nate territory and start popping them.
How you plan on sneaking 100 dudes in their territory? Dressed as welfare workers?
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, right, man, let's get it on, man.
Don't y'all want to hear my plan?
What plan?
Glad you asked. Thelma, take notes of this great plan. Michael, guard the door. Make sure nobody hears this great plan. Here is the first leg of the greatest plan in the world. First, we sneak into their territory.
I already said that.
That's the good part. See, so we're gonna be closer to Cook County General Hospital, so we don't have to go so far for treatment.
You trying to stall, JJ?
No, I just want to make sure I laid a plan on y'all. Now, here is the plan. Here is the plan.
You already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure y'all's paying attention. Thelma, score Mad Dog 100 for paying attention.
Spit it out!
This is the plan that won World War II, personally endorsed by George C. Scott.
Wait a minute, I got something important to say.
What?
I don't want to go.
A little while longer.
We'll freeze our butts off waiting in that line. We can do that at home free of charge.
I guess you're right. But the kid's gonna be so disappointed.
Well.
JJ!
Ma, Dad, I thought y'all went to the movies.
We was, but we changed our mind. What's going on here?
What you doing dressed like this? And Tyrone, Sylvester, why are you holding him?
Well, like I told you, Ma, I'm going to this dance and these are my escorts.
So we all turn them loose.
Hey, man, get out of the way. We got business with the warlords.
Boy, I don't give a damn who you got business with. My son ain't going to no gang fight. Junior, what the hell are you doing getting mixed up with a gang?
Hey, you're in a gang?
No, Ma, they chose me. I didn't choose them.
I told y'all not turn him loose.
And I told you to get on, old man.
Who do you think you're talking to that way?
I'm Mad Dog, dig it. Head of Satan's Knights War Council.
Is that supposed to be something big?
You heard what I said.
Mad Dog, you don't get your hand off my wife's face, I'm gonna slap a muzzle on you. Now, Junior ain't going to no gang fight.
Junior ain't got no choice.
Hey, now, watch out. Hey,
Junior! Somebody call an ambulance!
Somebody call an ambulance.
Please, do something.
What the
fuck? JJ, say something, baby.
Somebody's been shot.
You'd be